Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland referring to that search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, which some news outlets saying their sources report could be related to classified nuclear weapons documents. If it's Friday, it's meetup time with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, political director for NBC News. I think everybody around the country is interested to see how this plays out, but let's make it about us, Chuck. How does this affect Trump-endorsed candidates like Carrie Lake, who is surely being told by some advisors to move on to policy topics in order to get independents and moderate Democrats to vote for?
Well, this is why I was so stunned on Monday with how fast, you know, look, I know eventually the party gets around to sort of rallying around Trump when there's controversy that sort of gets close to him. But it was so fast, and you're sitting there going, boy, I'm surprised some of these elected Republicans aren't playing a little bit of wait and see here. Mm. You know, it seemed like Mitch McConnell was about the only one to say, hey, let's hear what the Justice Department has to say, and they need to say something. But that's all he said, right? And so I will tell you this. In the last 24 hours, we've had two incidents that seem to be, I don't think it's coincidental, if you've noticed, the rhetoric from elected Republicans, the amount of people rallying around Trump today, has suddenly gotten a lot more quiet in the wake of the report you referenced, which I would just please remind people that the Post also reported, they did not report that they found those documents, right?
Right,
they only report they went looking for them. So I do, you know, we got to make sure, to the Post credit, they put that caveat in there, but I've noticed a lot of people on social media sort of ignored some parts of that story and have gone all the way to a certain conclusion that they want. And then, of course, the guy who attacked, who went after the FBI, you know, and whose rhetoric, awfully similar to some of the rhetoric we heard over the last 48 hours from so-called responsible elected officials.
Wow. It's I will say this, too, though, because you were mentioning how quickly everybody jumped to his defense in the Republican Party. I felt like Trump's reaction. It's based on a guy who likes to be bombastic and loud. I felt like Trump's reaction for Trump was a bit muted.
It's interesting to say that, but as a Republican consultant source of mine said to me last night, he goes, you know, the one person that isn't afraid of cliffs, Donald Trump, you know, meaning like it's in moments like, you know, I asked him the same question you just asked me. What are Trump-endorsed candidates going to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can they keep their powder dry? And he goes, I wish my candidates were as comfortable as Trump is with cliffs, because Trump's always comfortable in this moment,
yes.
Which is true. You're right. He's a little muted, but he's also, in an odd way, if the hangman, you know, if the anvil isn't ready to come down, he's not comfortable.
Well, he's had
bizarreness to him. Yeah.
He's had plenty of time to think about knowing what's in those documents, if there is
True.
Anything in those documents, how to respond to the fact that he had them. So,
yeah.
You know, I you mentioned somebody that I was going to mention to you, and that is this guy who, you know, assaulted the FBI office, got into a shootout with state police. Can we finally say that there is a decent sized portion of MAGA country that doesn't back the police, something that Trump and Trump candidates ran on?
Well, it certainly looks like it with some of these folks, and the whole defund the FBI media meme that went around as well. I mean, I don't think anybody likes to draw broad strokes on anybody, but
yeah.
The rhetoric on this is quite something. I mean, you know, it's – but look at it from the former president. You know, he's been sowing these seeds of doubt about the FBI since before he was inaugurated. Right. And in some ways, this was a 6-year campaign come to fruition.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know, I don't think it's coincidental. Put it that way.
Surely to be the topic of conversation when Chuck Todd joins you for Meet the Press 7 a.m. locally here on Sunday morning on Channel 12. And of course, you can catch Meet the Press daily on MSNBC.